Item number five, question and answer session for the nominee submitting an application packet for the voting member vacancy representing electric generating utility interest. Item 5-1, Carl Birch with NRG. Do we have Carl? Okay.
Yes, I'm present.
Oh, hey. Hi, Carl.
Good morning.
Hi, good to see you. I've known of Carl for quite a long time, and I truly appreciate your interest in this. Carl, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Excuse me. Been with the company NRG. It's been, you know, all the way back to Houston Light and Power for over 30 years now. My primary responsibilities at this point in time is I'm over our wastewater program, such as TPDS permitting, things of that nature, our water use program, dealing with Parish and Limestone's contract water and water rights. And also I'm over our waste program at our company for all our Texas facilities. I participated in numerous other groups, Region H, we call it the steering committee for the Water Master Advisory Group, along with other things over the years as well. So that's kind of a quick summary of what I do and what I have done.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carl. Can you tell us about your interest in being on the Region 8 board?
Yes. Obviously, being a lower Brazos user with WA Parish, we have great interest in anything. When I say we, NRG, have great interest in anything dealing with the lower Brazos and our interest in the lower Brazos as it relates to our WA Parish facility and our water rights and our contracts. So, interesting learning more about the group and what this group does. And look forward to participating.
Well, excellent. And just for the group knows, I have known Carl for a while, and yes, Carl has participated in all of these things. And being a lower Brazos user myself, I would have probably answered that question just exactly the same way you did. What other questions do we have from the executive committee for Carl? Oh, come on. Y'all have questions.
Well, I was going to say, this is Alicia. I don't know that I necessarily have questions, but I appreciate it. I feel like we get like buy one, get one free or two or three free with Carl, because besides representing an electric provider, his environmental background and his crossover in some of the industries, I think could really support some of our other interest groups that maybe aren't as experienced as being on boards, and maybe coax some additional participation out of them. So I think your background and then the fact that you've been on these boards before, because that's part of it. People get on these things, they think they're going to change the world, or they think it's going to be minimal time and they don't know what to expect. And I feel like you have a fair understanding of what to expect, both good and bad. So yeah. I think he could be a good fit for us. So I don't have any questions. Great background.
Yeah, this is Matt. I don't have any either. Speaking on behalf of BRA, I know several of us in our organization have worked with Carl over the years, kind of like you, Brandon. We've spent a lot of time working on a number of different issues, and I know Carl has a ton of experience, in all of the different roles that he serves on, and that's why it's hard for me to formulate questions just knowing his background and his knowledge. I got it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I ask all the good questions, so cool. Any of the rest of you have any questions?
Chair, this is Sujit. I don't have any questions. I think, I read his resume and all, and his commitment to the lower Brazos, either in terms of regulatory, environmental, or other stuff, and look forward, Carl.
Thank you.
This is Anthony. Looking through your resume, your qualifications stand for themselves. So I think you're definitely the type of person that we're looking for to be on this board.
Appreciate it.